As far as practicing, Garrett Graham was really the only guy that didn't practice today. Still got a hamstring issue. But Vern and Shiloh, Greg Jones practiced some, Wade Smith practiced, so everybody but Garrett Graham practiced.
How's Owen
progressing on games? Okay, he's still not practicing any, so, certainly wouldn't look for him this week. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they're shooting for next week, but I don't know for sure.
What's it looking like for Graham?
He hadn't practiced the last 2 days. We're obviously worried about that. Now we got, we're down to two tight ends, but only one of them has played. So, and he's played as a backup. So Griffin's the only really guy that's played.
Did you do anything the last time we had two tight ends and a lot of tackling?
Yeah, we have that in our package to be able to, put a tackle in, a tight end, those kind of things. We still have, we still have a fullback, and we still have a two-back offense, and we'd have to make some adjustments as far as two tight ends are concerned.
Wayne, have you ever thought about, you look at the division and where Indy is, about what could have been?
What's that?
Do you have time to think about that, how close y'all could have been playoffs?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you win it 2 years in a row, you certainly think about those things as you go along, but, that's where we are.
What is Earl Mitchell's
Earl's very fast for defensive lineman and has tremendous desire to get to the football, and he makes a lot of assists. Not many defensive linemen, defensive tackles, nose guard probably make as many assists as he does. And he does a really good job of that because he's relentless.
Wade, what would it take to get the head coaching job?
That's somebody else to decide that. It's a and like I said, I really, that's something I can't worry about or even think about. I've been thinking about what we need to do, and we worked on 2 minute today. We worked on some things we hadn't worked on. We worked a lot on the red zone, which we need, obviously, in the 2 minute part we need. So just things that this football team needs right now for us to be more successful. That's what we're trying to do.
How they seem to respond to when you had the refs out there? How's that seem to help clean?
I think it just made everybody aware more, and it's something I think helped this week, and we'll continue doing that. We'll continue the rest of the year doing that.
Are you seeing Case improve running the hurry up and 2 minute?
Yeah, I mean that's we actually repeated it again today. We had to do it twice because we needed to. It wasn't part of the schedule, but we wanted to do it again so he'd get more comfortable with it. But it's something that, something he really did well in college, and, we've got to get him on that page as far as we're concerned.
What do you think about Ryan Griffin, since he might be set up a little bit, and he's almost on the field constantly at all the special teams and everything?
Right, he's done a really good job. He's a really good pick for us, especially where he was picked. We've been able to utilize him in a lot of different ways. Special teams and tight end, and he's made some big plays in ball games, and his blocking's pretty good. So he's a good young player for us.
What are you talking about? The interim thing is a unique situation. How much has your experience as a head coach and an interim helped you handle what you're going through right now?
Well, the head coaching part. I mean, you have the team, and you kind of mold them where you want to, and you got training camp, you got off season, you got all those things. So it's really more your team. The interim thing is, we lost 6 out of the last 7 at New Orleans when I took over. We lost 10 out of the last 12 when I took over at Atlanta. And now we've lost 11 in a row when I'm taking over here. So those aren't great circumstances to step into. And, I don't know how good Vince Lombardi could do in all those situations.
Wayne, what do you think of your strengths as a head coach?
I think I'm a winner first, you know. Teams I've coached have a very high winning percentage, and, you know, I think, I mean, that's what I think. But
why are you a winner?
Because of my record.
There's got to be more to it than that.
What's that?
There's got to be more to it than what went into that.
Well, I mean, I think it's part of his experience, you know. You know, the teams I've had have good offenses and defenses. I mean, if you look into it, I mean, and you can count interim, but as far as a head coach, you know, my winning percentage is higher than, you know, I mean, I think it's 29th in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, for 100 games or more. So, you know, that's why I said I go on my record.
Do you feel like there's an age issue in the NFL with the head coaches? It's been a trend where there's more and more young head coaches, especially.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'd say no if I get hired.
All right, guys.
Thanks.